The first signs of construction became visible right after the new year. Workers fenced off the site and then began assembling scaffolding along the building. Last week, tall cranes arrived. Scott Wolenzine is NML's facilities manager. He says it'll take 7 months to dismantle the 16-story building.
It's going to be a piece-by-piece type of demolition process. We're going to start at the top and work our way down floor by floor by floor.
And there's plenty of heavy lifting to do.
The large pieces of concrete that are up there will get torched off and ground into manageable pieces and then actually lifted from the top of the building down to the ground, where they'll be chopped up even further.
Wolenzine says the company plans to recycle as much debris as possible.
Yeah, actually, the equipment that you see behind us will actually do some pre-sorting in the materials. So they take out some of the aluminum and copper and some of those heavier materials. The rest of it will then go in a dumpster and then get hauled to the waste recycle center where it gets recycled further.
While crews lift and sort, excavators are digging up the street so they can move utility lines. Wolenzine says there are all sorts of challenges to dismantling a huge building in a downtown neighborhood. One is not to disrupt neighbors or visitors.
It's our goal never to actually close any of the streets around here for any length of time. So there might be some parking lane and some temporary lane closures, but our goal is not to impact the downtown area by closing any of the streets.
The entire project, taking down the old and building new, will take 3 years. Wolenzine says the new office tower will be twice as big and perhaps become known as the glass building rather than the brown one. By August, the site should be flat, then construction will begin. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.